Aliens have been around since the dawn of time. Mankind has given them many names: angels, ghosts, demons, and more. We look to the skies and wonder, but the truth about aliens visiting planet Earth is much more profound. It is so startling and so strange that no one has thought to look in that particular direction. Our ancestors developed ways of contacting these aliens, and they called them gods. They were beings of light, shining ones, watchers. They were both good and bad, mirroring humanity. They gave great knowledge, and after tens of thousands of years, mankind suddenly had the ability to create civilization. We built huge monuments in their name, and we recorded our contact with them in fables, myths, legends, folklore, and religion. They were our gods, and we worshiped them and recorded their powers, deeds, and lives. These gods of the world were in fact not real gods, whatever that means. They were in fact alien invaders, and we were the subjects of their rule. This is the true story of the aliens in the ancient world. Before we look at sightings and archaeological evidence, we must understand what it is we're looking for. Thankfully, our ancestors left behind a trail of clues that we have taken the wrong way. The beliefs and worship of ancient gods around the world has fogged our view. Over 5,000 years before Christ, an amazing thing happened that would change the course of human history. Hidden from us by misunderstanding, mistranslation, and clouded in mythology, the birth of religion on this planet was no mere accident. It was the result of an alien invasion on a vast scale, and it sparked the worship of the ancient aliens as gods. These gods are the oldest recorded figures of worship anywhere in history. They are the root of all major world religions. They gave rise to the great powers of Egypt, Mesopotamia, and more. They spread outwards around the world and were the genesis of a special holy bloodline that remains with us today. One of their descendants would be caught, beaten, and crucified, and yet he would rise from his grave, unrecognizable, and accompanied by messengers of light. He would ascend in the sky, having cast off his shrouded skin. His bloodline would give rise to the royal
Sample complete. Ready to continue?